Welcome to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
Go downstairs. Like, we're going to put our current living room couches downstairs. Like, yeah. Go downstairs, go to the sunroom, sit at the kitchen table. You don't get to eat in mom's living room.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to have a rule.
And Liz.
Okay, this is so random. You're going to be like, Liz, what? So, I bought candle wicks because I want to try and make my own candle.
Your mom time off starts now.
Welcome back to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
And Liz.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Kelly, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Why?
Because my baby isn't sleeping.
No, they do that sometimes.
He was sick all last week. It was so bad. It wasn't so bad. I just felt so bad for him because he just like wasn't himself. It was like the first time he's ever gotten a fever. So I was like, what do I do? Do we go to the ER?
No.
It's right. Like 101 fever. Like, what do we do?
She called me. I docked her down.
Yeah. And he just like has not been sleeping well. So I'm tired. And I just want you to know that. If I'm not my regular, you know, really energetic, peppy self, it's because I am just so tired. So.
Well, Liz, I, believe it or not, have a little pep in my step today.
Do you?
Well, the day we're recording this, we like announced the gender and I just feel like a weight's been off my chest. Like, I just don't like keeping secrets. I'm just happy it's out there.
Yeah.
And people know I'm having a girl. I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling excited. I've like had time to process everything. And like, now I'm just like really excited to be here. Very blessed, very grateful. Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, girl clothes versus boy clothes. Now here's the problem though. And I've talked about this before. I'm like already on like Bowdoin's website and I'm like, well, I should buy Hattie this. Like, yes, it's expensive, but we can pass it down.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's so toxic.
I know. I mean, the other day, Kelly just sent me a text. It was like some little sleepies jammies. So like not even the cutest pattern they have, but it was pink. And I'm like, that is cuter than any single pair of jammies I have for James. Girls' clothes are just so much. It's a crime. It is a crime how much cuter girls' clothes are. The section of girls' clothes, so much bigger, too.
Yeah.
It's like boys, it's like, if you don't want a dinosaur or a truck on it, you're out of luck.
Well, and I've always struggled with
a dinosaur in a truck.
Well, but even if you go to like the trendier boy stuff, like my thing is, I don't have skater boys. And like, this is just for me. I don't like the look of like, the skinny jeans and like the like my boys wouldn't wear that because like I would never wear that.
Yeah. So no, because like Tyler would never wear that. Yeah, it's just not your vibe. You're more like.
But I feel like now I'm in a good spot with George because like George, like he looks cute in jeans and boots and like a little button down and I make his hair spiky or he wears his cowboy hat. So like he's looking darling. But like Fred's tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's also something I just love about like. And it's the weather's been so nice here. And like Fred's just been chilling in like a t-shirt and a diaper and just like playing in the dirt. And like, I just love that.
The Pooh Bear look. Yeah.
The Pooh Bear. It is the Pooh Bear look. That's so cute.
No, I love it. I know.
I can't wait for Fred
the same thing
to start walking. That's going to be. And he's a little like my other kids, I think were walking by 13 months, which probably was a little early. And Fred is just he'll take a step. He'll think about it. He's over it.
I think he can definitely do it. He's just actively choosing not to.
Yeah, I don't know.
For real.
But did I tell on the podcast about the amazing shoe experience I had for Fred?
I don't know.
So
I don't think so.
Fred has some really fat feet. Fat and tall feet. And I've been really struggling to find shoes that fit him. And, you know, Hattie had very wide feet. So, like, I had a bunch of Stride Rite shoes. And I was like just trying on her shoes on him just to like try to figure out his size and like see if those would work and I'd order it. I tried on every shoe I had for George at that age. Nothing fit Fred. Nothing. So everyone recommended I go to this place in St. Louis called Lori's Shoes. And it's just, it's straight out of the 90s. I think mom took us there to get shoes.
Yeah, I remember it.
Like before, like there was places to get kids shoes. And I think back then kids had a pair of shoes. Like a pair.
Okay.
And now it's like kids have like 100 pairs.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Crazy.
And you go there and they like take out the little foot measurer. And like that was a fun experience. Like it was just bringing me back to like retail.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, he's a 6 extra wide, which is crazy. Like that.
extra wide.
Six, which six is big for like a 1 year, like okay. a 1 year old. Like he should be like a four or a five, but he's a six. Six extra wide. And they're like, here are your options. And I'm like, you don't have to order online.
Yeah.
Like for you mean I can like size. You mean like I can like walk in, walk out with shoes?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
Such a great I'm experience.
Like, inventory? Was so nice.
So nice. Such a good, unique experience that we just don't get anymore.
No, and you know, I mean, it's a $57 pair of shoes. Like, it hurts.
That hurt.
It hurts, but you're also like, this is Fred's pair of shoes.
Yeah.
So I went for like an in-between. I didn't do the overly athletic and I didn't do the overly dressy. So, you know, in some outfits he's overdressed, his shoes don't really match. It doesn't, it's you know what it's giving?
Hmm.
Wrong shoe theory.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
It's just giving wrong shoe theory. And he's stylish.
If you don't get it, you're the problem, not Fred.
Totally.
It was all intentional.
Totally.
Okay, Cal, here's what we have on today's episode. We have a Merriam-Webster word of the day.
Ooh.
We have small dump. We have last three, some advice, industry news, and ditch the drive-thru.
Okay.
So let's get to our Merriam-Webster word of the day, where we learn something new. Today's word is retinue.
Retinue?
Hold on, let me play it for you. Retinue.
They need to, can we not get someone to say it?
Retinue.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think we can all understand
No, but just can someone at Merriam just get on there and say, hey.
There's like a lot of words, Kelly, in the world.
Okay, retinue. What's it mean?
It means a retinue is a group of helpers, supporters, or followers. The venue relies on a retinue of workers to carry out large events.
Okay.
A group of workers.
I wouldn't just say, yeah, sometimes I just don't always know. I understand some words. Some words it feels like, no, you don't need to say that. No one would know what you were talking about if you said that.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, we'll see.
Retinue.
Stop saying it like that.
Why?
I don't know.
You are kind. Are you in a mood today?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing so good.
I am. This is me doing really good.
Oh, okay. Okay, here's something that I want to talk about on my dump. Fruit water.
Yeah, I saw you write that down.
I forgot how much I love a spa water. Here's what I did the other day. So there was like a few days when James was sick where I was just like home alone. Maddie was, or he had class for his MBA. So like he wasn't getting home really late, leaving in the mornings. And so it was just like me and James all day. And you know, he was sick, so I didn't like really want to take him too many places. So I was just kind of like stuck at home, and I saw this reel of someone just like putting cucumber and mint in their water. And so I got my glass pitcher out, filled it with water, put cucumbers and lemons in there, and I just like put it in the fridge, and I just drank from it all day, and it was lovely.
No, I love little luxuries like that.
I should have saved that for a low lift, a base model luxury, because, and I think I meant to, it's such a base model luxury. And like, I had some cucumbers that were going to go, like, I wasn't going to finish them. And so I was like, perfect. I'll just cut them up. And like, you can do whatever you want. Like, I'm mm-hmm. excited for a little herb garden this summer, because I'm going to make some mint. I'm going to have mint water. I'm just so excited.
I'm so excited for you. Yeah, I am. It's fun to have a beverage.
It's fun to have a beverage. And you just feel like so healthy. You're just like, am I better than everyone?
Well, and I think the thing is you are.
And I like put it in a mason jar with ice with a straw. Like I just like I ditched the Stanley because I was just like, I was at home. We weren't going anywhere. And it was great.
I've really been reflecting back on like the early COVID days, because although they were like so scary and so dark for us, at least for me, like I was home. Tyler was working the whole time, because like Tyler works for like there's like a bunch of rental properties, and so like people like still like needed their homes like tended to, and right. like sewers and like whatever stuff like that, you know, whatever he does. He's so handy.
Essential worker.
So it's just like me and George, and I just remember like doing little things like food is such a way to like elevate your time being at home, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like so nice.
It's so nice. Yeah.
So you're going to be an herb garden girly. I was an herb garden girly last year.
A small herb garden. I think mint, I'm going to do just like pots. I think mint and probably basil is where I will start because I can make like pesto with basil. I just like don't know which other herbs I would use.
Well, I think chives are very easy, and those are fun for like a potato.
Yeah.
I haven't decided if I'm going to be a garden girl or not this summer, because, you know, I have those raised garden beds at my new house. Yeah. And I've got the land.
Well, that you can do like a hearty garden. Like you could do like a like a tomato. Yeah. Like cucumber.
We kind of just need to settle in and see. I mean, I'm very excited for the kids to have farm chores. Tyler feels like Tyler had so many farm chores growing up. Like I'm talking like they went out there and like fed the lambs before the school bus. Like that was Tyler's childhood. And I do think George and Hattie will be able to handle like, I mean, I'm not going to feed the chickens because I don't do birds.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch the chickens. So they'll be doing that. But like if I could teach them to pull weeds, which I think I could. I'm just thinking about who am I going to be this summer? I'm going to be very pregnant.
Yeah, no, that's so fair.
But like, is this my summer to do it over next summer? Maybe.
Three kids versus four kids? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll probably do tomatoes.
Yeah. I think you should do something. I mean, like, try something.
Just try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know what the summer is going to look like because, you know, as we, so we're moving in hopefully next month.
Whoa, that's news to me.
Yeah.
That's bonkers, Kelly.
I mean, we're just waiting on the kitchen.
Yeah.
And like the cabinet guy's like, I'm coming this week. So then we have to do the countertops, which is kind of still up in the air right now because we're trying to figure out what to do. It's probably just really going to come down to the price differences because I just don't, I don't know. Doesn't matter. And then we're moving in and then we're starting the addition.
Yeah.
And people are like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, one, because we need the equity from our house to pay for the addition.
Mm.
And two, right now we're paying two mortgages. So like, let's just move in.
Yeah.
That's and there's tough. Plenty of room in the house. Like we're going to be plenty of room. Fine. The kids are going to be fine. Yeah. I know everyone's
even with the one bedroom and like the kids being in the like office, you still have more room than you do in your current house.
No, the office could totally be a bedroom.
For sure. I mean, the only reason it's not a bedroom is because there's like not a good bathroom attached to it.
And you don't even need a bathroom attached to it. There's only one shower on the main level and it would be.
Right. Yeah. That's doesn't what matter. I mean.
So anyway. Then we're going to do the addition. So I just don't know, like, what my summer is going to bring. Like, you know, I don't know how quick an addition goes up.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah. I don't know. But that's crazy that you're moving that soon.
Hopefully. I mean, Tyler just keeps taking things out of our house. Like, he just took our deep freeze. So hope I didn't need my deep freeze.
Yeah.
But he's like, we're moving, Kelly. Like, we're moving. And I just can't see it yet. But he keeps telling me, like, we're moving.
One day you're just going to get home and it's just, like, going to be empty. And you're like, okay, guess we're going to the house.
But it is it's very unique. And we feel very blessed that, like, we can, like, move slowly because we do, like, own both the houses right now. So, but yeah, I mean, we need to sell our house. We need to get on the, I want to hit this spring market.
Yep.
I think it's a good time to buy. Two houses in our neighborhood just sold for what I feel like is a good number.
Okay.
I think I'm in a hot neighborhood. I'm ready to go.
The stars are aligning. Love it. Okay, Kel. Well, do you have anything on your dump? I guess that was kind of your dump.
Yeah, that was kind of my dump. I mean, I have some really good, there's been a lot of things coming out in the industry news front, so.
Okay, well, we'll get there when we get there. We're not quite.
Totally.
We're not quite. Are we there yet? No, Kel, we're not. Because now it's time for last three transactions where we share our recent bank account subtractions.
I've actually been transacting.
Yeah, I'm sure you have been.
Well, it's not even like house stuff. I just have some things that I've bought recently.
Okay, well, I'll start. I did a dress try-on haul.
I
on
saw
my Instagram.
Your dress try-on haul.
It's under my hauls highlight if you're interested, if you haven't seen it. I also had such a good retail experience. And it's been a while since I've had that, where I've like gone to the mall with cash to burn and have found stuff that I wanted to buy. I just still, the postpartum life is so hard because I felt like I bought a lot of clothes at the beginning and now those clothes are too big.
Right.
So now I'm like, but my old clothes are still too small. And with spring coming up, I was like, you know what? I need dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Because dresses are an outfit. One piece creates an outfit. And I feel like when I get pregnant again and then I'm a postpartum again, like I'll be able to wear those How I'm not making sense. I'll be able to wear those like freshly postpartum because they're flowy dresses. Like I just feel like I'm at the time of my life where flowy dresses are going to work for me. So
flowy dresses at this season of our life feel versatile. They're so bump versatile. Friendly. They're postpartum friendly. Only thing is nursing can be a little bit difficult.
Yeah, no, for sure. I didn't consider
so
that.
So where did you go find dresses at?
Okay, so I went to Loft, which
first of all, you've been sleeping on Loft for years. I've been a Loft state.
No, Cal, I know you have been, and I always go in there, and I never find anything, okay? But I went and
it bought is a little three maternal, though.
Dresses. Yeah, maybe that's why I'm finally ready for it, because I'm a mom now. Three dresses, regular length, that all fit me. Upon further research, they do have long sizes. So I did reorder all those dresses in long sizes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Good for you.
And I haven't returned them yet because I'm going to do like one big return. But like I want to try them both on. So I went to Loft and then Altered State, which is, I don't know if they're everywhere.
That place is so hit or miss.
It's so hit or miss, but it hit for me. A lot of pretty dresses.
I haven't bought this yet, but I'm highly considering it. I want an Anthropologie Somerset dress so bad.
Okay, I think you should do it.
I know. I just can't. It's the Somerset dress, if you don't know what it is, it's like, it comes out every year. Like, it's iconic. Like, people say it's like so flattering, comes in so many colors. It's $168. Like, it's a little bit of an investment piece.
You know what you could do?
What?
Is, you could do Newly, which is a rental clothing subscription. And they have like Free People, Anthro, sort of like those, I call them Revolve brands, like all those fun brands that are on Revolve. And they have a maternity section. And the thing with Newly is like you can buy them. And I used to do it. And a lot of the stuff I would get would come with a tag still on. And then you can buy it for a discount for a fraction of the price, even if it literally came with a tag on. If you buy it through Newly, you will get more money off. So, and I know they have the Somerset dress, so that's why I say that. So if you wanted to dip your toe in the water of the clothing rental subscription as you are on your last baby.
Yes, I think I might do. I did rent the runway for when I was working at the dealership still with George and Hattie. I actually did. No, even, yeah, George and Hattie, I both did rent the runway maternity because I like was working and I needed cute clothes. It was a little hit or miss. I feel like Rent the Runway kind of went a little downhill.
Rent the Runway, I feel like was like the average dress was probably $600, whereas Newly, Nuuly, the average dress I feel like is $200, okay. $150. So it's like a lesser. I just feel like it's trendier clothes.
Because
they're the Free People, they're the Anthro of it all.
I'm probably just gonna order it because like I want this blue one. Like back ordered till March 28th.
Okay,
I'm gonna ship it to your house because I don't know which address I'll be at.
Okay.
Anyway, that might be one of my last three transactions. Okay. I'm not pulling the trigger yet.
Okay.
But one of mine was, I found Hattie's so into the dress up phase right now, and she's been begging for a white dress. She wants a white dress. George and Hattie are they're infatuated with marriage.
Okay.
Like they just think it's like so fun, and they're always like playing, like pretending they're marrying each other, which like is so cute. Like what I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and be like, you don't marry your brother. Like we're playing. Yeah. We're just pretending being so cute. And they think that every time, like if you're dancing and someone spins you, they think that's the marriage.
Oh, okay.
So Hattie's like, he'll be like, George will be like, here, Hattie, let me marry you. And he'll just spin her one time. And they think that that's marriage. Which it is not. So anyway, she's really wanted a white dress. So I ordered her. And like, I know it's like not her birthday or Christmas, but like, I don't know how long she's going to be into this dress up phase for.
So stinky.
And she
cute.
Wants it so bad. She asked me every day for a white marriage dress.
Well, and I mean, you're going to have another girl. So no, I mean, it's going to get used again.
Exactly.
So you might as well. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Something I bought, boring, but necessary. I got the Frida Baby thermometer. Here's the thing.
That is boring but necessary.
Here's the thing I didn't realize. I just registered for whatever baby thermometer when I had my baby shower. And I probably just picked like a cheap one because I'm like, who cares? You'd need a really good accurate one.
And Liz, I don't even know if I just think they're all kind of a crock. Like I have a nice one and it's like 102 and I'll take it again. 99 and I'll take it again. 103. You're like, Okay, I can tell he has a fever. Like, just
yeah,
moving on.
Yeah. So whatever. I got the baby Frida one. Good. Boring but necessary. And I feel like I trust it more.
Speaking of boring but necessary, I had to make a repurchase because I am really into this travel potty, which I'm going to post on my Instagram because Hattie is very bad at remembering to go to the bathroom, and like she just always seems to need to go to the bathroom as soon as we get in the car, as soon as we're driving somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we also drive, like, almost every time we go visit family, it's like a 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
So like things are gonna happen. And you know, if I'm with Tyler, it's no big deal, we'll pull over. But now it's to the point, I mean, I'm about to have four kids, like we can't be, I'm not unloading the car
to go to a gas station
so what I do, and I'm, this is just what I do, I take this travel potty. And in the back of my car, I keep this travel potty. I keep Walmart bags and I keep like diapers. And here's what I do.
Okay. I'm dying to know.
I take the travel potty and in the travel potty, I put the thing on. Like, I take the travel potty and then I put a plastic bag around
okay.
it. Then I put a diaper on the bottom of it. So like she pees into the diaper. So like, oh, okay. it absorbs. Because if not, you're going to have a bag of liquid. It's disgusting. Yeah. So she just goes. And I normally do like a diaper that like. Like either like cheap ones that I bought or like when like, you know, if I have like leftover size threes, because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because she's not really peeing that much. Keep a little teepee back there and I can pull over and she can go in my trunk and everything's. And that's what I do. That's what works for me. But anyway, I forgot my travel potty in the last demo I turned in. And then like they couldn't find it or like I don't know where it is. Hopefully someone has
probably
it.
Tyler moved it to your new house.
Probably. So I bought the brand is OXO Tot. I love it. You can also just like put it on the ground too. So like if we're in a place where that's a, I don't know where we'd be. Like we were at the farm or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's tough
that's
to have,
smart.
It's tough to have boys and girls because, you know, they do potty very differently.
Yeah. That's actually really smart.
Thank you.
I never knew that. I always saw your travel potty and I just never really put much thought into.
Yeah. No, it's so she can pee in the trunk of the car.
What you did with it. But yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is so random. And you're going to be like, Liz, what? So I bought candle wicks because I want to try and make my own candle.
Out of what?
Beeswax.
Where are you going to get beeswax from?
I have extra. So I tried making my own lotion and the recipe I found was so oily and bad. Like, I hate the feeling of it. So now I have this jar of homemade lotion. Doesn't even smell good. The recipe was not good. So anyway, I have all this leftover beeswax. And instead of trying to make lotion again, I want to try and make a candle because, you know, I've just heard so
the
much about candles and the fragrances.
And the hormone disruptors.
Right. And all the things. Yeah. And so, and I love having a lit candle. Like, I love having a candle.
It's the ambiance.
It's all the things. And I think if you just like get some essential oils, which I also need to add to my Amazon cart, like I think I only have lemon, so I need like a lavender or something.
Okay, well, keep us updated.
Yeah,
I'm not against. I mean,
and I have sort of been saving like candles when I finish them, so I can just like repurpose the jar.
And I'm interested to hear what happens.
Yeah. So
I think that's something I might do in my new house is, at the Arizona house, there was these really good fake candles that you could control by a remote.
Yeah.
And like they gave the same vibe.
Okay.
Cause you want
those are Pottery Barn.
Do you want the scent or do you want?
I have those and it kind of gives the vibe, but I don't know. There's just something about like you freshly clean your house and then like the last thing you do is you like light a candle.
Okay.
So I just want to do it. So that's what I did. They were really cheap. I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, my last of my last three transactions is a big one that you're going to be very excited about.
What? Is it a couch?
I bought living room furniture.
Whoa!
You
pulled the trigger?
I did the dang thing. I bought living room furniture. I bought a couch, a love seat, and a recliner. Like a good, like a recliner chair.
Yeah.
I went to Bassett.
Okay.
Which is just like, I liked the look. I felt very passionately about, I wanted a couch with a single cushion.
Okay.
Because right now I just like, we have the three separate cushions and like the cushions are always falling and someone's sitting on a crack and like the kids are like always pulling the cushions off, and I was like, I just want a bench cushion.
Okay, I get that.
And
that's
anyway,
huge. I'm so
yeah,
happy
four
for
to
you.
6 weeks.
Perfect. right in time for you to move in a month.
I know. I also bought a bed.
Oh my gosh. This is huge.
And that's all. That's all I've done so far. We have the kitchen table.
And you have your kitchen table. You don't have chairs.
Don't have chairs. Don't have chairs.
You'll chairs.
Find chairs. Yeah, done.
That's huge.
So anyway, I bought furniture before I moved in, which I thought you'd be very happy to hear.
I am so relieved. I feel so much. I'm sure everyone feels a lot better about that.
Yeah. So still on the list is I would like
okay,
to get.
And okay. Sorry. I want to say one thing. When everyone was like, people were kind of disagreeing with my stance on it. It was because I knew you were pregnant. And I'm like, I cannot have my pregnant sister like sitting on lawn furniture in her living room when she's like has a bump. Like she needs a bed. She needs a couch to sit on. So that's why I was so passionate about it.
Yeah. No, I know. You are validated. I was never mad at you. I was a little overwhelmed at the time, but still on my list is I would like to get nightstands because basically we're taking our bedroom furniture and putting it downstairs because mm-hmm. I'm so nervous to scuff up these walls. Like I don't want to be moving things up these stairs.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get nightstands, and then I'm going to pause. And I would like to get, we have this really big sunroom and I have my eye on this outdoor furniture set.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like doing outdoor furniture in the sunroom is a good idea because one, it feels like kind of outdoor, and outdoor furniture lasts for forever.
Yeah, it does.
Like it's what is sturdier than outdoor furniture? And I think outdoor furniture would feel weird like in a living room, but in a sunroom, I think you can get away with it.
For sure.
And I think we'll actually, aside from winter, we'll actually probably use the sunroom all the time. And it's right off the kitchen. We're going to put a TV in there. And then I'm hoping I can keep my kids off my couches and we're going to the outdoor furniture. Lasts for forever.
Yeah.
And when it looks like crap, guess what? Goes outside.
It goes outside.
And then yeah. It is outdoor furniture.
Yeah.
So I really, really want to buy that. I'm probably going to buy that before we move in because I just think that will be.
You want to like right off the bat get the kids to know that the place to go hang out is the sunroom and not so much the living room.
Well, we just have to like set some rules because we have no rules in our house right now. Like we let them eat on the couch. Like, and I'm not going to let them eat on the couch in the new living room. Pray for me.
Always.
They'll be fine with it. Also, like, go downstairs. Like, we're going to put our current living room couches downstairs. Like, go downstairs, go to the sunroom, sit at the kitchen table. You don't get to eat in mom's living room.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to have a rule.
Yeah, Kelly, no one says you can't. In fact, I think most people would encourage you to have rules in your house.
No, we do have rules, but, you know, we've been lax. We've been lax.
Okay. Today's episode is brought to you by Caraway. I feel like we're all trying to get the toxicity out of our life in a lot of ways.
So true.
And one really good place to start is in the kitchen. Caraway products are made without any toxic materials like PFAS, PTFE, PFOA, or any hard to pronounce chemicals. That's a huge benefit, but they're also so beautiful and so aesthetically pleasing. With so many collections to explore, there is sure to be a Caraway for every kind of cook. What color did you end up getting?
I have the white with the gold.
They're beautiful. They're gonna look so good in your new kitchen.
Oh my gosh, the gold hardware. It's so hard to want to cook with anything else because you didn't even talk about the cleanup yet. The cleanup couldn't be easier. Things slide off the pan, and they're the kind of thing where I even like to keep some of them out. Like my really big Dutch oven version.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm keeping it out. It's a piece of jewelry to me.
You don't need to put it away. They also come with the most genius storage system that it has made my cabinets. They've never looked better. They're so easy to grab. Yeah. They're so easy to organize. You don't have pots and pans falling over each other. There is a spot for every single one made to the exact size, and it comes with the set. So you can visit carawayhome.com/carpool to take advantage of a limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive to our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/carpool or use code carpool at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Okay, Kel, well, are you ready for our advice segment?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you want to get your own advice, you can write into hello@thecarmomofficial.com. This comes from Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Kelly and Liz. I've been a Subaru Forester girly for the last 3 years.
Love. Love.
It's been a good vehicle for us. The size works well for our two kids, one forward, one rear. All-wheel drive standard, and the safety features are also a plus. However, I've been hybrid curious, and as we mostly do, city driving. Our lease is ending in 6 months. I'm not sure if we should get into a 2024 Forester or explore our hybrid options. Which hybrids would you recommend if we wanted to make the switch?
Well, the Explorer's not doing a hybrid anymore. Is that what she said?
No.
She said Explorer Hybrid.
explore hybrid options.
Oh, you see why I was kidding you.
Yeah. I don't even know if she said that, but oh yeah, explore our hybrid options.
Explore R or explore
R? Explore R hype. She wants to know what, she loves the Subaru Forester.
She wants to know what.
She wants to know if she should stick with the 2024 Forester or what hybrid options there are. And just so you know, Jen, the Explorer is not available.
Here's the thing, and I've been saying this a lot in my consultations. I just feel like we're a little early. Like, I think in another 3 years, you'll have so many options, and I think the prices will be so much more affordable and the inventory will be so much more available. Right now, it's a little tough. Like, they're hard to get. There's not a lot of options, and you're going to pay a boatload for them. So I'm just kind of like, I think depending on how often you want to get cars, like if you're every 3 or 4 years, like you're just going to upgrade, I would do a Forester one more time, truthfully.
Okay.
Because if not, it also depends on your timeline, because if not, I mean, they're just... Did she say if she wanted to do 3-row or it's
no, she just wants to know what hybrid options there are.
I mean, I think the Kia Sorento hybrid is really nice. I think the RAV4 hybrid is really great. But I'm just in my experience, they're so hard to find right now. So I think timeline's also a really big thing. You know, if you have a flexible timeline and you could give yourself 8 months, I think the RAV4 is a great hybrid. I think that new Honda CR-V hybrid I just had, that's what I would buy. That new Honda CR-V hybrid, I loved.
Okay.
I loved, 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 loved.
Okay. So maybe...
If you can find it.
Maybe look into that one.
But I wouldn't like...
Or stick...
Yeah, I wouldn't like... I just like want to like set expectations on like they're hard to find and they're expensive. And I think in another 3 years, they're going to be more affordable and you're going to have more options. At least I hope. Not to be a hybrid buzzkill, but it's just... I do these consultations and I follow up with these families and they're like, yeah, we had our heart set on this. And there's like, there's not one within a 500-mile radius. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hyundai has good hybrids.
Okay.
Like, not everyone has them yet. Like they kind of like need to get on that.
Yeah. But you think in a few years, you're going to have a lot more options.
I mean, or everyone. So. That's my prediction.
It sounds like they're a leasing family too. So,
yeah.
You know, if you can just stick.
But yeah, where's the Subaru hybrid?
Yeah.
Where's that?
You would think Subaru would kind of be on that.
You would think they would be on that.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't be less on it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so impressed with the Honda, because they've always been like, I mean, they don't do hybrid anything.
Yeah.
And now they have the CR-V. And they like Honda just has their just released their first EV vehicle, the Prologue, which is a pretty good name for a car. Or did I not like it? I think we've talked about this before.
I think I like it.
And it's like, yeah, welcome. Like everyone, like people have been having little, they're like first, whatever. It's just, that's my answer.
Okay. Okay, here's another one, Cal.
Okay, because I have so much industry news to get to.
Okay, well, I have one more.
Okay.
She says, love your content so much and find it so relatable. I grew up on a farm just outside of Peoria. Hi, Bradley. That's where I went to college. My question is about brand loyalty. My family is very loyal to our GMC salesman, who is a family friend. We buy vehicles fairly frequently because we have quite a few farm trucks. I currently drive a 2022 GMC Acadia, and soon we will want something bigger. We have one baby now, but we plan to have two kids. I know I'll want a bench. Is the Yukon an okay option without the middle head restraint? I know going to a Ford dealership for an Expedition isn't really an option because we are so loyal to our salesman. I thought this was kind of an interesting question.
It is kind of an interesting question. First of all, I wouldn't be that loyal to your salesman.
I was going to say. I would be more loyal to the safety of your family.
Well, that also just like... You can send people to him. You can write them good reviews. Like, I mean, I get it, but like at the end of the day, I'm sorry, as a salesperson, they don't do that. It's not like it's pushing paper at some point. Like if you're that loyal of a person, I'm not saying they don't earn your business. I'm not saying you shouldn't be loyal, but like I wouldn't put the car you want above it. Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, see if you can get a used Expedition.
That's what I was also going to say. Yeah.
Do I think that the middle head restraint, honestly, it would be a deal breaker for me, because I would imagine if you have two kids, you're going to be the one to sit there.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing you could do. If you want to get it, put a car seat there, but you can't sit there between your two kids without a head restraint.
Yeah.
You can't do that. But I also think the new Acadia is like bigger and better than ever. So I do think the Acadia, it would be a good two car option.
A good two kid option.
Just the new Acadia in general. I mean, just as someone who sold cars, like I would not take it personally if someone had a good reason to not buy a different car. I mean, I don't think you should go buy another Tahoe from someone else, like, or another Yukon.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't take it. I would not take that personally at all. And I think
if you wanted to tell him, like, here are my grievances and here's why I don't want to go with this car, I am interested in, you know, these cars, he can start looking for, seeing if any used cars, especially if you're not in a huge rush, he can start seeing if any used cars are going to come across his desk if you're that loyal.
Yeah.
You know, don't they normally do a little bit better on used cars anyway, mm-hmm. from a dealership standpoint?
Yeah. Normally a salesperson will make more money on used cars than a new car.
So, you know, maybe that's an option.
You can also ask, like, if you want to support them, be like, hey, I know I want a Ford. Like, do you have any Ford people that you would recommend? And then you put that guy down as, like, the referral. And then he would get, we call it a bird dog in the mm-hmm. business. So, like, if I was selling cars and I was like, hey, I don't sell Volvos, but, like, my friend across the street, like, go ask him about it. Then, like, he could put me down as the bird dog and then I would get a little money.
Yeah.
Like, a little referral fee.
Yeah.
But I really wouldn't, like, again, I mean, I've had, like cousins and friends, like, not buy a car for me when I was selling cars. And it's just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know him, but if you guys are, like, that close and he's a family friend, I think he would fully understand your reasoning for wanting to go Expedition over Yukon. But that is 100%, like, you have the information. You have to make that decision with the information that you have on what car to get. That is all you. Okay. Those are our two questions.
Okay. Now you're ready for industry news where I spill the hot tea going on in the auto industry.
Yeah. You kind of left us on a cliffhanger last episode.
Why?
Rivian.
Oh, duh. Oh my gosh. That update. Well, it's coming today. I spoke to the team at Rivian and they have assured me that the car will go into sleep mode with car seats installed with the seatbelt in the second and third row. It's just the front two seats. So I'm going to put it to the test. Now, I don't know what happened with that influencer who's posting about it. Was it a glitch? Was it a fluke? Was it just her car? Do I think maybe she had a bad customer service reps along the way? Yeah, I think we also, not every customer service rep is, and I'm not necessarily making an excuse, but, like, do I think a customer service rep maybe told her wrong? And when it said no, oh yes, that is how the car's supposed to function. Yeah, that's obviously not correct. Because it's not correct, because I'm literally on the team with, like the head of Rivian, like, not the head of Rivian, but, like, people who build the cars.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, that's not going to happen to you. So I'm not saying what she experienced didn't happen. I'm saying it probably did happen. It's probably a fluke. And now Rivian is addressing it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to drive it this week.
Yeah.
We're going to try the three across. I'm going to put it to the test. It's just kind of like a fun car to have to, like, drive.
Yeah. What are you going to do about the charging?
I'm going to charge it. Well, my mom and dad have a charger at their house, so I might go there.
Okay.
I'll plug it in, like, just on my standard outlet and get a little bit of juice that way. Maybe try out a charger. I'm just gonna kind of, like, do it.
Yeah, we've never, like, done that, like, on the gas station.
I'm gonna kind of, like, commit to the bet, I think.
Yeah.
If the car seats fit, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we have so much industry news to get to.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, first of all, Buick has a new tagline.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I love vehicle taglines. Have we ever done the great eight of vehicle taglines? We have.
Yes.
Innovation that excites.
Go places.
Or let's go places. Was that the one that won?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Buick debuts a new tagline. Exceptional by design.
Exceptional by design. Cute.
I don't love it.
I don't hate it.
Well, it's like, it's like, yeah, you designed it. I hope you think it's exceptional.
Well, it's an exceptional. I like it. It's an exceptional car.
Buick is debuting a tagline ahead of its marketing campaign, pegging its lineup of freshened and redesigned crossovers as exceptional by design. The new tagline and brand campaign will highlight Buick's updated vehicle portfolio. I don't know.
Okay.
It's giving, like, Real Housewife taglines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm exceptional by design.
Okay, kind of cute.
I'm a little underwhelmed. Okay, next, this is the big story. The IIHS has their initial list of 2024 vehicle safety winners. Hyundai Motor Group, which includes Genesis, Hyundai, and Kia brands, picked up the most honors in the IIHS initial list. The group earned 6 of the Institute's Top Safety Pick Plus Awards, its highest safety honor, for models including the Hyundai Ioniq 6, the Kia Telluride, the Genesis GV60, and it earned Top 10 Safety Pick Awards for models including the Hyundai Elantra and the Genesis. Toyota, which includes Toyota and Lexus, had the second highest total, receiving a top safety pick award for the Toyota Prius and 12 top safety pick awards for models including the Toyota Highlander and the Lexus NX. So here's the thing. It's a little confusing. Top safety pick plus, top safety pick. Plus is better. I feel like they should have named them something a little different. Mm-hmm. But shout out. Mazda received a lot. I can read you. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear the top safety pick pluses and like the cars we care about?
Yes.
Midsize SUVs. Ford Explorer, Kia Telluride, Mazda CX-90, Nissan Pathfinder, Subaru Ascent.
Okay.
It's kind of shocking that the Palisade only earned the top safety pick.
I know. I wonder what the difference was between the Telluride and the Palisade.
No, I'll look into that. Top safety pick, midsize SUV. So this is not the pluses, but still good. Pilot, Palisade, Grand Cherokee L, CX-90 PHEV, Highlander, Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport. And I'm still on the edge of my seat waiting for the full-size stuff to come out. Hasn't come out yet.
Edge of my seat. Okay, well, that's big. Go Super Hyundai. Big.
Yeah. I have some other stories, but I might honestly save them because I feel like we kind of have a lot to talk about. Let me see what this is. Okay. Okay, there's a lot going on in the world of CDJR.
Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
AKA Stellantis. And mm-hmm. there's a couple of things I'm going to reference. So there's this guy on Instagram called Car Dealership Guy, and he has like a podcast. I've met him. He's great. He has a very, what is the word? Like, he has a big hand on the pulse. Is that what makes sense?
He, like, knows what's going on.
He, like, yeah, yes. And he has a lot of, like, dealer connections and, like, more, like, B2B connections. And he just posted this, like, literally 15 minutes ago. Overheard from a prominent dealer. Stellantis, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, is now the Kia of 15 years ago. Where, like, everyone was like, oh, the quality's not good. Oh, this, oh, that. And he says, translations, it's going to be a crap show for a while. Dealer sentiment is dropping. Vehicle prices don't make sense. They're up 50% from 2019, which is crazy.
Crazy.
Vehicle assortment is questionable. So you're like, I'm like, what is going on? When we talked about this, like, we're like trying to do PR for them. Like, what is going on with Stellantis? Like, they're just all over the place. Like, like, I've said this 100 times, but like, you have Wranglers with crank windows and then you have a Wagoneer trying to compete with an Escalade. Like, it's just not making sense. It's like, I don't know who the cars are for.
Yeah.
And then this article from Motor Trend comes out. Jeep has been slipping, but has a plan to turn things around. So you're like, okay, at least like they have a plan. Jeep is not meeting its potential. Mistakes have been made and amends are coming from the new models and the dropping the idea of making the Wagoneer a sub brand. Because remember, they were all about like making the Wagoneer like a new thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, that was stupid.
Was stupid.
Jeep is a brand in transition to electric vehicles and under new leadership. It has successful plug-in hybrids, and the first pure electric, the Jeep Avenger subcompact SUV, is on sale in Europe and is being well received. North America will get its first fully electric Jeep in the Wagoneer S, which starts production the second quarter and goes on sale this fall.
I mean, how much is that going
to be? By the year end, the Jeep's Recon, an electric off-road vehicle with the capability just shy of a Wrangler, could join the lineup. Officials are not saying if the Recon will be a 2024 or 2025 model year. The Wagoneer S and the Recon models are being shown to dealers and media are 99% of the production are 99% production ready. So it's just like, so the Wagoneer S is going to be an electric three-row SUV, and then they have this Recon, which I guess is like trying to be like a Rivian R1S electric. They sound expensive.
Sounds super expensive.
But maybe that's what they're... I just have an identity. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. Maybe they just want to be... Maybe they want to go full-fledged EV. And they want to build some off... Which I think leaning into their off-roading makes a little more sense.
I agree.
Than leaning into like this like luxury Wagoneer kind of vibe. Like
if I had the money to spend, I would buy an Escalade over a Wagoneer 10 times out of 10.
Same. Same. And the Wagoneer is, I should.
And I don't mind the way the Wagoneer looks. I know you don't really like it. I think it looks fine. But even so, it's just like the nameplate of if I'm going to spend over $100,000 on a car, I'm going to get.
Well, and what I don't like about the Wagoneer is because it is a car I recommend to certain families because it does have, it's very similar to the Expedition in terms of like car seat setup. What's so confusing though is everyone's like, oh, that's not in budget. Like, I don't have, I'm not going to spend $100,000. I'm like, no, that's the Grand Wagoneer. So it's like they have the Wagoneer, the Grand Wagoneer. And now we have a Wagoneer S, which is the electric version, which is the stupidest name ever.
It's so frustrating to me. It's so confusing.
I'm just like, I'm a little worried about them. And like the Grand Cherokee L is a good car. It's a good big car. That truthfully, I really think it is competitive to the new Traverse, like in terms of size and functionality and design and aesthetics. Like it gives new Traverse to me. And for some reason, no one wants one, which I don't even know why no one wants one. And I still get that. Like whenever I do consultations, people are like, and I recommend like the Kia Telluride or whatever. They're like, a Kia. And I'm like, when's the last time you've been in a Kia?
Yeah.
And there's like, well, my buddy had one in high school. That's what the husband says. I said, husband. Go get in the Telluride and then tell me it's not everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't have any advice for him. I think we could all put our thinking caps on. And I'm just thinking about them.
Yeah. They got to figure it out.
I was also thinking like, because I'm pretty sure that at one point Jeep was, it was probably just a PR stunt, but they're like, help us name our next EV. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are some other like obvious words? Like the Lightning. I'm sorry. Such a good name.
Such a good name.
Like Ford scooped her up.
The Outlet.
I'm like.
Hyundai Outlet.
Looking up. Like the Chevy Bolt. So good.
Great.
So good. So I'm looking up like electric car terms.
Okay.
To see like what hasn't been done yet. Is there something there with like circuit?
The circuit?
Kilowatt?
No.
Edison?
The Edison. The Lincoln Edison? Watch out.
Thermostat. Conduction? Conductivity?
Conductor?
The
conductor?
Flash?
Flash is a little cheesy.
I think the Edison. I think someone needs to scoop the Edison.
I like Edison and Outlet.
Meter?
No.
Okay. Kilo? What if you just like kilo? Kilovolt? Kilowatt?
The Kia Kilo?
The Kia Kilo. I don't know.
The
Transformer?
No.
Voltage, but we have volt. Is it volt?
Volt.
I don't think we do. We have a volt. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have volt. Okay. Well, I think we just came up with two great ones.
What? Outlet.
The outlet and Edison.
I like circuit.
And circuit.
Yeah. Is there anything else we could look up? Like I did lightning. Like, what are some words for lightning? Flash.
You said flash. I think that's cheesy.
Really?
I do.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. The shock.
Oh, shock's a good one, Liz.
The jolt. Jolt, bolt, and volt.
Okay. The shock is good. The shock is good. But are people going to be like, wait, is it going to shock?
Is that scary? Yeah. Might be a little bit scary.
Look up like words associated with energy. Like energy words. Kinetic.
The kinetic.
Kinetic's good.
Kinetic is good. I mean.
Okay, well.
You heard it here first.
I'm just going to put it out into the universe. I would love to be on to name cars. I would love to be on the board where we like have a model and we name it.
Well, the name's the Edison for sure. The Lincoln, pick it up. The Lincoln Edison. I'm done.
Liz, that was so good.
It's so good.
Okay. Well, are you ready for Ditch the Drive-Thru?
Yeah, where we give you an easy dinner recipe to mix it up to get you out of your
dinner rut. Atomic.
No, I don't like that.
No?
No.
What?
No, it's too short.
Okay.
Oh, do you have the Ditch the Drive-Thru? Or are you waiting for me to say something?
I have a ditch the drive-thru.
Oh, good.
Oops. Someone messaged me this, and I was just like, thank you. The good thing about so many people knowing so much about my life is my whole life feels like a group project someday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a shout. This is from Alyssa. And remember how on the last episode I was talking about how I wanted a Blackstone? Or a couple episodes ago, I was talking about how at the new house I'm going to get a Blackstone.
Yeah.
She goes, every Sunday night, we have grilled chicken salads. Which, first of all, what a way to start your week.
Totally.
Like, after binging all weekend, like, you just get a grilled chicken salad. She goes, every Sunday night, we have grilled chicken salads. So, we have extra grilled chicken in the fridge for week lunches. And my husband preps whatever meat I can do ahead of time for dinners. Tonight, he did 8 chicken breasts, a pound of bacon for breakfast, and a pound of ground sausages for tortellini soup. All in one motion and zero kitchen cleanup or smell for me.
Yeah. That's nice.
And she also goes, maybe one day you can finally, maybe it'll help you finally brown your 10 pounds of ground beef.
Yeah, that is so true. And I do feel like a Blackstone, because it is similar to a grill, if you have a husband that doesn't cook, I do think that this is a task for them, maybe.
Learn how to do it.
You could go do the Blackstone and I will, you know, do the things inside.
And it's I like can just see like
you not having to make dinner.
Me this summer, like watching all of the kids, like, out in the barn, like out in like the big yard or whatever, and I'm just on the stone. I'm on the Blackstone, and I'm like, what else can I grill up? Someone bring me that, bring me this, and I'm with her. Like, you just make it all,
yeah.
And it's clean it up. Like, the I'm so unbelievably into the Blackstone.
No, that's so true.
And I think in a way they're kind of losing their hype, but I think you don't necessarily think of it as like meals you're making. It's like things you're prepping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But shoot. Chicken breasts, breakfast meat, burgers, ground beef, done.
Stir fry. You could do friggin' stir fry. You could have a stir fry night with your kids. Have them sit around your Blackstone and go.
I want a Blackstone. I want one so bad, and I'm so excited about. There's like the perfect area in my new house to put one. The house is just really like it's just so the perfect spot for us. And like, if you are house hunting right now, I just want to give you some encouragement, because we were house hunting for how long?
So long.
Like, probably, like, I'm talking like going to open houses, putting in offers for at least 2 years, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, praise God that we didn't get the other houses, because like this place is just, and doesn't have a kitchen yet, and it's the perfect place for us.
Yeah. So just trust the process.
But it is the worst process.
No, it's so hard. It is so hard.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our episode. So thanks so much for listening to the Carpool Podcast.
We'll talk to you next.
What was our word of the day? Just remind us. Because it went.
Retinue. Thanks for being.
Our retinue.
Of cool people.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly and Liz. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed riding with us, tell everybody you know. There's room in the car for everyone.